Good evening, this is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Ningnen M. Hangsing with the evening bulletin. The headlines. Nagaland gets 3,880 crore under Centre's Pride of Hills Scheme 2026-27. Chief Minister Nephew Rio extends gratitude. Kohima Municipal Council elects new chairperson and deputy chairperson. Nagaland Centre officials discuss strengthening MSME development in the state. And in Kelo India Tribal Games, athlete Sujoy T wins bronze to secure Nagaland's first medal. Now the news in detail. The central government has allocated 3,880 crore rupees to Nagaland under the Pride of Hills Special Development Assistance for the Hill State Scheme for the financial year 2026-27. The initiative, part of the Special Assistance to States for Capital Investment (SASCI), has a total outlay of 25,000 crore rupees for 9 hill states. The scheme is aimed at addressing key challenges faced by hill states such as difficult terrain, limited connectivity, sparse population, and constrained revenue sources, which often impact their fiscal strength. The additional funding is expected to boost capital expenditure, support infrastructure development, and accelerate overall economic growth in these regions. Chief Minister Nephew Rio has conveyed his appreciation to the Centre for the Pride of Hills Special Development Assistance for the Hill States under SASCI for the financial year 2026-27. In a post on X, he expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman for the grant. Mr. Rio noted that the special assistance will help accelerate development and address the unique regional challenges faced across the Hill States. Nibodzele Solo has been elected as the chairperson of the Kohima Municipal Council KMC with Tenusu Sekose as the deputy chairperson. The election took place today at DC office Kohima. Mr. Solo is a councillor from PWD Panchayat Ward 11 while Ms. Sekose represents Ward 6 D Block. Announcing the result, Deputy Commissioner of Kohima B. Henok Buchum said both leaders were elected unanimously by the councillors present.
For the provision provided under Nagaland Municipal Act of 2023, I, Henok Buchum, Deputy Commissioner of Kohima, is pleased to declare the election of Mr. Nibodzele Solo as the new chairperson of KMC and Ms. Tenusu Sekose as the new deputy chairperson of KMC. Today, out of 19 elected councillors, 3 could not attend because of their health grounds. So only 16 of them attended, and all 16 of them has voted for the newly elected chairperson and deputy chairperson.
Speaking to the media after the election, Mr. Solo assured that the new team would focus on the betterment of Kohima Town. Deputy Chairperson Sekose outlined their priorities, including bridging urban infrastructure gaps and promoting community welfare. She acknowledged that limited revenue generation remains a major challenge, particularly after the discontinuation of toll gate collections.
Crucial challenges that we have is because of lack of assets and the revenue generation avenues are very limited. So we are putting on our very best efforts in order to explore so as to enhance the revenue generation and become self-sustained.
A high-level coordination meeting on MSME as engines of growth was held today at the Nagaland Civil Secretariat in Kohima, bringing together officials from the central government and various agri and allied departments of Nagaland. Addressing the meeting, Secretary Ministry of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, MSME, SCL Das, emphasized the need for stronger coordination, convergence and collaboration among various departments to accelerate MSME growth in the state. He noted that Nagaland's progress is fully supported by the central government. Highlighting that MSME span across multiple sectors requiring greater interdepartmental synergy, Mr. Das expressed confidence that the state government would leverage the various central initiatives more effectively for greater benefit and hoped for regular and institutionalized follow-up meetings to identifying these for collaboration and collective progress. During the meeting, Joint Secretary Ministry of MSM, Mercy Ipao, presented the Ministry's vision for fostering sustainable development of globally competitive MSMEs as a key driver of India's economic growth. The meeting was attended by the Development Commissioner and officials from departments including Industries and Commerce, Tourism, Horticulture, Fisheries, RD, Finance, ITNC, Land Resources, Women Development, Forests, Nagaland Bamboo Mission, Employment and Skill Development, Youth, Resource and Sports, Sericulture and Agriculture. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Census 2027 will begin from the 1st of next month. This will be the 16th census in the series and the 8th since independence. Addressing the media in New Delhi today, Registrar General and Census Commissioner of India Mrityunjay Kumar Narayan informed that the census will be conducted in two phases. Mr. Narayan said that in the first phase, house listing and self-enumeration will be carried out. He noted that the self-enumeration facility will be conducted over a 15-day period between 1st April and 31st August this year, with the schedule varying across states and union territories. The commissioner said preparations for the census are at an advanced stage.
The process is ongoing. Preparations for the census have now reached an advanced stage. In just a few days from now, the field work for the first phase, which is known as house listing and housing census, is set to begin across several states. The census is a massive undertaking. It could perhaps be described as the largest task of its kind. Extensive preparations are carried out for this at the central level, the state level, and the union territory level. A key update for this session is that data collection this time will be conducted through digital means.
Mr. Narayan informed that questions for the first phase have already been notified and those for the second phase will be published in due course. Minister for Rural Development Metsubo Jamir has underscored the role of youth in preserving language, culture and traditions. Speaking at the Hega Festival or Ruangdi 2026 of the Zeliang community in Imbau Pungwa village on Saturday, Mr. Jamir called on the younger generation to actively participate in such cultural events to carry on the traditions. The minister announced that the government would construct a community building and farmers market in the village. The festival showcased the vibrant cultural heritage and tradition of the Zeliang community. State Department of Employment, Skill Development and Entrepreneurship today launched a week-long steel fabrication training under the PACES initiative at Woka Village. The program aims to equip local youth with practical income-generating skills for self-employment and small-scale enterprise. The first batch includes 25 trainees from Humso, Ilumyo and Woka villages with training partner Zainorik Initiative Society. Emphasizing the importance of skill-based livelihoods, SDO Civil Woka, Ichungbemo Irui, said initiatives like PACES provide meaningful grassroots opportunities, enabling youth to build sustainable and self-reliant careers. In sports, Nagaland got off the mark at the ongoing first Khelo India Tribal Games in Chhattisgarh, securing its first medal in athletics today. 26-year-old athlete from Noklak district, Suchoiti, claimed the bronze medal in the women's 5,000 meters event, finishing with a time of 18 minutes 35.6 seconds. She came behind Nadi Nghi of Arunachal Pradesh and Aarti Dawar of Madhya Pradesh, who took the top two spots. The Nagaland contingent is competing across multiple disciplines, including archery, athletics, and wrestling at the Games. And the Nagaland Public Service Commission, NPSC, has announced that the limited departmental examination will be conducted from 6th of May onwards. In a notification today, NPSC said eligible candidates can download their admission certificates, which include exam routine and other details, from its website at npsc.nagaland.gov.in from 30th of April at noon. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Nagaland gets 3,880 crore under Centre's Pride of Hill Scheme 2026-27. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio extends gratitude. Kohima Municipal Council elects new chairperson and deputy chairperson. Nagaland Centre officials discuss strengthening MSME development in the state. And in Khelo India Tribal Games, athlete Suchoiti wins bronze to secure Nagaland's first medal. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.